Hello and welcome everyone. I'm really, really excited and happy to be recording today. This is the first episode in English, so this is a new beginning for me. Maybe there's gonna be more, I don't know. And I have a really special guest today that is my soul sister, dear EFT teacher. I'm with Sasha Bryce, and I am really honored to be holding the space for you today, for you to share with us what was your journey, who you are, and what you do with your beautiful life. So welcome, Sasha.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I'm so excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me today. So I'm wondering if you could like just start by presenting yourself, just for the ones that don't know you yet. So I'm listening.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I am the founder and creator of the Core Clarity Certification, which is, as Lisan knows, because she went on the journey with me, a six-month journey for women to really step into leadership and become EFT practitioners, as well as the clearing work practitioners. So I went on a long journey to get to this place as an EFT practitioner myself, transitioning into, in the last couple years, sharing with others so that they can feel empowered with these tools and be able to use them in their life as well. I don't know how far you want me to go back, Lisa.
Go back later.
Further back?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah. So I actually was introduced to tapping by my mom, who was like really kind of a witchy woman in her essence. Her dad actually died of colon cancer when she was in her early 20s. And my grandmother had triplets. So she had six children. And at the age, so she had three children. One of them was my mother. And then at the age 40, got unexpectedly pregnant, and there were three babies inside of her womb. So my grandmother then had six children, and my mom was caretaking her younger siblings. And when her dad passed, my mom just really saw the flaws in the medical system. Like, she was like, something isn't right here with the way that he's being treated. So she like dove right into all of the holistic medicine she could find. So she became an iridologist, which is where you look at the eye. She looked into naturopathic medicine. She became a holistic nutritionist. And on that journey, she learned EFT tapping. And it was pretty radical back in the day. You know, we hear of like home births as a bit more, it's a bit more common now, but you know, my mom was a very tiny little woman and my sister was a 10-pound baby and my mom was never going to the hospital, you know? So my mom birthed us at home without medication, and she really like was committed to learning tools and techniques for raising us in a way that was like holistic. So I was introduced to EFT at about age 8. And as you know, I was like, I considered that I was like a shy, which I don't really believe in anymore, but I was like always hiding behind my mom's legs. And we know now with modern science, there's a thing called highly sensitive people, but there's also highly sensitive children, right? So when children are very sensitive, which children are most of the time anyways, but it's like, I think I was attuned to a lot of information in the field. Like I was very intuitive, right? So I could pick up on people's thoughts, and it was just very overstimulating as a child because, you know, you're trying to grow up and you're like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I can relate so much.
Right?
I was like that too.
Yeah, it's like it's like adults stuck in these little bodies, and we don't really have the tools to communicate, and we're picking up on all this information. And at the same time as my mom and dad being really into this holistic medicine, as you know, I was also raised strictly Christian. So I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I was in the church 4 times a week. It was all about sin and guilt and fear. So the paradox there, right, of wanting freedom, but I was also being conditioned into a lot of fearful programming around disconnection from God and disconnection from our purity and our divinity in that Christian upbringing. So I turned out to be like really scared, as I think a lot of us are, like just scared. How am I going to make it in this life? Like, what am I going to do here? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fear, and I still work with fear, obviously. It's not free from fear. But I do think that tapping really has given me such a capacity to be with fear. Right. And one of the concepts we learn in EFT tapping is like the window of tolerance. So when we have a very small window of tolerance, it's like we won't go for things that are scary because we don't think we can handle it. Mm-hmm. And I see so many people stuck in this very small window. It's like, if it's going to be too much for my nervous system, I'm not going to try it. So with EFT tapping, it's like we widen our capacity to be with fear, which I think has been my greatest gift, because when we go beyond our fear, then we can really explore our gifts, and we all have gifts. We all have things that we came here to offer and to share, to use our voice. And that has really been what EFT has helped me with.
And can you remember as a young child when you first were introduced to that medicine? Like, what was your reaction? Because my mom taught me EFT when I was young. I cannot remember exactly like how old I was, but I remember being so like, you're crazy, you know, really like blocking everything. And like, my mom is really crazy, because my mom was really like home birthing and everything like yours. So I was really in that mood really young, but I was like, okay, like people who are like tapping on their face, like, are you kidding me? Like,
yes, absolutely. And we should probably explain for the listeners, like what we're even talking about with tapping, because some people don't know what it is. But, you know, when I was introduced to this practice where we physically tap on different points in our body to move stuck energy and to move fear, you know, I definitely thought my mom was crazy. Definitely. And she started actually in later years, she was doing this as a career. She became a practitioner, and we all kind of joked about it, like, now mom's tapping with people. But at the same time, like, I saw the benefits and the things that were happening. Like, I could definitely feel it. You know, I was like, her clients were experiencing these like major breakthroughs, and she was working with people with severe depression and almost like suicidal depression, where they wanted to give up. They tried pharmaceutical, they tried. And then, so she was like focusing on that. And I was seeing people have breakthroughs, like, you know, it's like they, and almost like worshiping my mom in a way, because they were like, what did this magical woman do to me with this tapping? You know? So there was like, it was undeniable that something was happening, you know? But as a kid, it was like, and I was the kind of kid that I would reject what my family told me, but in private, I would try. So even like prayer, right? We were taught about prayer, and it was like, you guys are crazy. Like, but then in private, I would try these things. So I remember like I was using some of these energy medicine techniques in private. But I still thought they were a bit crazy.
And I think it, for most people, it's like the first block that is coming when you try to like tap on your face. And like, I think people who are listening know what we are talking about because okay. they probably follow me on Instagram yes. and I have like videos and stuff. But yeah, I think the most, like the first block that is coming when you start doing the tapping is like, it's crazy. Like it's not going to do anything. And like, yes. what am I doing? But when you start to feel the shift inside of your body, this is where it, for me, it opened like such a big door of stuff I wasn't even able to see for myself. And I remember at the beginning I was tapping and I was so uncomfortable. I was so shy. I wanted to like hide myself and like I wasn't able to talk or to express anything. And it was really hard for me. But when I started to feel the possibilities and what you can access when you're regulated, because the biggest like breakthroughs that I had doing your course was but there was many, but like one of the biggest was in which state of fear I was living my life. And like, I'm gonna cry right now just saying this because and I wasn't aware of that. And I was living my life in so much fear. I was like a ball of fear going through life and wondering why it was so hard. So yeah, this was the first like, you need to do that. This was my first breakthrough. And then when I started practicing and getting deeper inside of myself, I start to notice I'm shaking seeing that. It's like, oh, let's tap together. Yeah. Exactly. So the like, yeah, I was practicing and suddenly I was able to see myself and to see like everything that was going on inside of myself. And I was able to see it from a different perspective because everything that was going on inside of myself, like reaction and like, I always thought I was, you know, the black sheep of the family and the angry girl and the rebellious one and the activist. And I was like, this is me. This is my personality, you know. I snap, I overreact. I'm like that. You're not going to change me. I'm like that. And doing the tapping, I realized that was a big lie. That was a big lie. Mm-hmm. This is not who I am. Yeah. This is not my essence. Mm. You know, so just that is like, this is so big. Because when I got my kids, the angry girl was still there. And yeah. This is not the kind of mom you want.
No.
You need a soft, listening, and comprehensive mom. And at the beginning, I wasn't able to have access to that part of myself. She was not allowed to be like, to be there. So by doing this work with you, I finally step into a place where I was having the permission to soften and to like stop just being entangled in fear only. Just that.
So powerful. I love it. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
Because like fear is I always think of fear as the energy of like blocking. You know, when we do the clearing work, we look at the blocks, and what fear does is it stops us. You know, it keeps us in a pattern, and it's kind of like the energy of no, you know, and like that's what it sounds like when you say that you used to react to people, or you used to almost overreact, or and it's sort of like a wounded animal state. It's a trauma response, right? Like, and in reality, there's usually a scared part of us underneath that needs our care. And I think that's a theme I've been working with this week. It's like these, like, and of not more than just this week, but you know, in the course, it's like we have these inner child parts that get hurt. And so we can either become them, like you said, that was my identity. I just react, I go like this, or we can learn to get to know them and take care of these parts and realize that we have other parts, you know, like we have access to actually working with these different places inside of ourselves, which I think is so important as, you know, a mother, because how are you going to take care of these children when you're in a child part all the time? You know, it's like first step, take care of your child. Second step, take care of your other children. Because yeah, I'm doing a class on this soon in December, but it's like our learning how to mother ourselves first, because when we're triggered, we're usually stuck in some sort of fearful part and we're not actually taking care of that part yet. So it sounds like you really learned how to take care of that part of you, and then you gained access to more of yourself.
Yeah. I'm still learning though.
Yeah.
It's never ending, but really to be able like to map out and to just like observe when you need to pause and to like take a deep breath and ask your partner to take the lead, so you're able to like go breathe in your room. Just to figure this out.
Yeah.
This is like a new beginning, and for the family, this is so important.
Yes.
Because we used to joke about that when I was learning EFT with you. It was like, oh, is this your 4-year-old running your business right now? And I was like, oh my God, she's back. Yeah, I think so. I think she's ruling again. So
exactly. It's and I think what you just said there is so important, because for me it really changed the game when I realized what most of the times when I'm really triggered, that I'm actually embodying an inner child part. Like it just changed the game for me to acknowledge that that's what was happening. Because what I used to do was I would get really upset. And I think I've told you this before, but I would get really upset and I'd be almost like a stubborn 3-year-old. And then I would ask my partner to take care of me in that place. Fix my trigger. I'm upset. And it's kind of like, I think a lot of mothers do this, right? They're triggered by their children and all of a sudden they're like in a childlike place. And the thing that I really learned from understanding when I'm triggered, I'm in a childlike place, is that nobody can rescue me but me in that place. My partner doesn't know how to rescue my child because it's a part of me that's inside myself. He can only speak to me really truly at the adult level, you know? And so when I learned, okay, I'm really triggered, this must be a younger part of myself, I need to pay attention and take care of her, it changed the game completely. Because then I could like just take that moment to notice it and then kind of have the conversation from a different place.
And it gives you also responsibility around like what's going on in your life, how you respond to your emotions. It's like, can we please take back the responsibility of how we feel and what we do with all those feelings and all those reactions?
Absolutely. Because when you're in that child place, you're going to want to blame the world. You're going to want to blame the government. You're going to want to blame your partner. You're going to want to blame your kids, you know, and just it's everybody else's fault. Because that's like, if you think that's a very childlike place, right? That it's like, this is not me. I'm not creating this. And it takes a lot of courage to be in a adult place that says, I am responsible for my creations of reality. But the gifts of that place is like, you get to have your energy, right? And your gifts and your magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, yeah, when all this work is like done, because there's an after, there's something after that is waiting for you. Yes. I think at a different level, or depending on like your history and your dreams. But I think there's really like a state that we can access when we regulate ourselves. And then magic is happening.
Yes.
And this has been like a big reminder for me since the beginning of this journey. It was to constantly choose to step into the magic field, because no one else is going to do it for me. So it's really like to learn gently and slowly to step back into my power and to assist myself when I see that I'm in a state of fear, instead of like judging and shaming and everything that we do. It's like, okay, you have this emotion, you have this reaction, you have fear,
yeah,
you're scared. How can I say care of you? So I've been practicing a lot, because some days it's really not like easy. Some days I'm like, no, I don't want to tap. But it's part of the game, it's part of the journey. So I think you are a great example of this transformation. Like, if you want to share more about like when you start being an entrepreneur and where you are now, this is a story that I would love to hear.
Absolutely. So I started my journey, you know, it starts at the beginning, but I was 17 when you finish high school. And I remember everybody was like going to university, and I was like, how can they possibly know? You know, people were studying finance, and it's like, you're 17, like you don't know anything. And I was very in touch with that there had to be something more, you know? And I think that's sort of like the first step, is like, that it's like, there has to be something more than this, than following this track. And I don't know what it is, but so I took a year off, and I was like, I was committed. I was like, I'm going to do something different. And I ended up traveling a little bit, but mostly I worked as a full-time nanny, and it was hard. I was looking after 3 kids under the age of 5, and getting paid peanuts, really. In, you know, it wasn't enough for me to have a good life. And so I did that for a year, and then I kind of got sucked back into the fear portal, where I went to university and I studied psychology for 4 years. And the whole time I was like, this can't be it. These old academic outdated textbooks, and I was studying like statistics and astrophysics. It was bizarre, you know? And I just thought, like, even though it sounds maybe cool, it really wasn't what I wanted. I thought psychology might be closer to the truth of what I wanted. But in my my third year of studies, I learned that I could travel as part of my degree. So I ended up going to Australia and doing a semester there. And I think that's when my journey really started, because I was introduced to these beautiful women in such a cosmic way. Like, you wouldn't believe it. The universe placed me in this house with four women, and they were a little bit ahead of me on the study. Like, I hadn't heard of meditation. You know, I was like 21, and I didn't know what that was, but I radically transformed my life. I was in a long-term relationship with a very stable man, and I was like, no, I have to go on a journey. And so I started my journey then, and I learned first about reincarnation and past lives, and people were telling me all this stuff, and I was like, wow, like, I could just feel, I guess that's really what you call the magic field. Like, I was being kind of initiated into it. And I was like getting invited to all these places. I went to Turkey, I went to, you know, New Zealand, Australia, Europe. I was like, people were inviting me, and I just knew that I had to continue on that path of adventure. And really, like, yoga was the place where I felt for the first time, like, I could actually hear my true essence. It was like, oh, like, you know, it seems so bizarre now to me, because I spend most of my life, I think, in touch with my internal world. But in a yoga class, I was like, oh my, there's a place inside of me, like, inside of me, the universe exists. And so it was like something like, just like, whoa, woke up, where I was like, I can close my eyes and be inside, and there's so much going on. Like, I can connect, I guess, really to source, you know? Whereas, like, being raised Christian, they're always talking about connecting to God, but it's in this way that, like, I felt like I couldn't access it. It was like, connect to God through the Bible, or connect to God. But then it was like, oh wow, I can connect to, like, this infinite source within myself. So I knew I had to study yoga. And long story short, I spent 5 years. I went to India on my own. I knew nothing. Like, it's unbelievable that I survived, because I just, like, went on my own. I had very little money, but I was like, no, I'm going to India. And it was just like, every door, it kept opening these doors. And I ended up, like, working at retreat centers and ashrams and doing silent retreats. And it was like 5 years of my life. But the most ironic part is that I came back to Toronto after all of this to visit my family. And I was sitting on the couch with my mom, and she said, are you ready to learn tapping? The thing that I've been doing since you were 8. And I looked at her, and I it's like, I get goosebumps, because it's like every cell in my body was like, yes. But I was like, this can't be it. You know, I traveled to every country under the sun. And, you know, I was like, in a way, I guess I was searching for my true being able to really offer something to the world. And then when she taught me tapping, and it was like, instantly I knew that, like, what I was trying to give people in these yoga classes, what I was trying to, like, the transformation I was trying to offer, it wasn't available through yoga, but it was available through tapping. And so it just, yeah, it really skyrocketed from there. I was terrified, you know, like, I was so scared, and I still am scared sometimes, but I was like, people don't believe it. You know, I posted a video of myself like 5 years ago, but it's like, you know, I was like, I think I was about like 35 pounds heavier than I am now. I started really eating a lot to try to, like, numb something inside of myself. And I didn't know how to use my voice. Like, I was like always afraid of being too much, always afraid of saying the wrong thing, always afraid of, like, getting it wrong or being judged. And it's like this fear that you talk about, it just kept me so small. Even though I had so much magic to offer, I was just like stuck. And so when I started tapping, it was building my confidence and helping me clear these blocks of using my voice. And I just followed that path. Like, I kept following tapping, and I was like, this is what is going to make that transformation for me. Mm-hmm. And really, I think it's like, I see it like, you know, that what's that? Is it Da Vinci with the statue of David, where he said that like the statue was already there, but he was just removing, you know, he was just removing what was in the way. Mm-hmm. And then the beautiful, like, David was there. Yeah. What's that?
I don't know if that's this story, but yeah.
Yes.
Sense. It's like if you tried the conventional way and then you tried like around the world way.
Yeah.
And then you came back to your home and it's like it's your mom that has been waiting there for like
all this time.
All this time. Yeah. And like, are you ready now?
Just so simple. So simple. Yeah. And it was like, you know, a big part of it too was like, I was single. I was traveling on my own as a woman, like alone. And then the other like kind of funny part of the story is at the tapping course there, I met like the partner who I live with now. He's a tapping practitioner as well. So it's like, he was waiting for me at this like course too, you know, like mm-hmm. this man who was really like, he supports me in everything that I do. And people just found it really funny because, you know, how we do practice sessions, like he was doing a practice session with me and I was telling him all my problems. Like, you know, just like, I don't know where to live. I don't have any money. I'm so scared. Like all these things. And it was like, we fell in love in that place. And it was like, because I was always trying to keep it together, you know, I was always trying to like pretend that I had things together in some mm-hmm. way. And it's like you in the moment of vulnerability of just like letting your worst parts be seen, mm-hmm. then it's like the heart opens and you can really connect.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm curious, when you did start your journey and when you finally got to like open your voice, and because the video you were talking about is like, you post a video of you 5 years ago speaking and sharing the beautiful work that you do, and I was looking at you and I was like, this is not the same person. Like, yeah. it's not the same person. So I think like what we can achieve when we do this work is really spectacular, because if I can add another example, I was so scared of speaking in English. I thought I wasn't like, I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't speak English. Like, I listen to movies and I can read a book. And I was like, I was so scared and I was so ashamed of my accent. And now I did like not all the 50 hours of practice. Like, I did maybe, I don't know, maybe 40 in English. And I'm like, whoa, now I can work in English. I can talk in a podcast in English. I was like, what? And all of this just with tapping.
Yeah. It's amazing that you're saying that, because I forget how you were at the beginning. Like, I do think you've radically improved your conversational English, because at the beginning, I mean, you were more than fine. I knew that, like, to join the course and everything. But you were, I think it's the fear, you know, the fear that makes us doubt so much. How do we sound? Are we saying the right thing? And I think that's like the big takeaway from this. It's like the fear, and I keep thinking of that statue, because it's like the fear is all that stuff that's like in the way of us, of the beauty being revealed, because it's all this like blocked energy that keeps us from being in our expression or sharing our gifts. Or like, for you, it's like when you can speak in English, you would never have joined the course if you didn't have the willingness to go beyond your fear in that moment, right? And so many people don't. They just stay so stuck. Fear. It's like, I'm not going to take any steps outside of this, and they miss out.
But you know, when I first saw you, because this is really interesting too, like I wanted to learn EFT more because like my mom has taught me a little bit, but and I was like looking at classes online, I was like, oh, this sounds boring, like old guys, and I was like, I don't want to learn from them, like their website is ugly, and I was like, I really love like beautiful things, so I was like, no, that's not that. So I just like searched on Instagram, I think, like EFT training, and then I saw your face, and like I started looking at all your videos and all your stuff, and my body was like telling me, like, this is her, you are going to do something with that person. So all of my body was like really attracted to what you do, because I was really amazed, like, and this is probably how regulation work between people, because I think we regulate like with looking at the other person in front of us. So I was really attracted because I was feeling that this is the way I want to be. I know this is possible for me too, but I didn't know. I was like, this is weird. I'm looking at someone on Instagram and it's like, it was really magnetic. Because of all the fear that you have removed from yourself.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
I get goosebumps saying that because it's like we're mirrors of each other, right?
Yeah.
So you were seeing a possibility for yourself in what I was sharing. And I just feel like telling whoever's listening, it's like, is it two years ago? Whenever this pandemic started, like, I tell you, I've never put a video on the internet before then, even though I was doing this work. Like, so that's fairly recently that I started sharing my voice. And I think like, because sometimes people are like, oh, but I don't have the time, or it's going to take me 10 years, or like, you know, and I think just like knowing that you can change really quickly if you want to. And it's only that fear that tells you can't.
Yeah, really, really. Because it's possible. If it's possible for me and for you and for Amelie and for all those women who are like learning and changing and doing the work, it's like, what are you waiting for?
I love that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I know this is really hard, but I don't know. For me, the same thing. It's like I've always known I was going to do something magical with my life. And it's like, if my body is telling me to go in a direction, this is where I'm going to go. Even if I'm scared, even if that doesn't make sense.
That is it. I think that is all of it. It's like most people are using too much logic, and it's like it has to make all this sense to our mind, but it's like when our body, and I think that like I was reflecting on that recently, that it's like that has been the way I've lived my life. Like, even, you know, I just knew I had to go to India and it made no sense. It was like, it's pretty scary, right? Like going to India on your own as a young blonde, like white girl. Like I, you know, my family was like, are you going to be okay? And it was just like, it's that path of like, yes, you know, that path of like your body is telling you, and it never made sense to anyone. But I feel like if you follow that feeling inside, like we're being guided, right? It's like, I heard that quote that is maybe cheesy to some people, but it really affected me early on in my journey, that said, like, the same force that guides the stars guides you too. You know, so there's like this, like, we don't really understand it. There's like the planets are moving in this way, like the cycles of the moon every month. And it's like, it's a great mystery, life, right? But if we can be willing to move our energy beyond what keeps us like blocked, you know, we really are being guided in a magic, in the magic field, right? Like we're being guided by a force, yeah. I believe, that yeah. is beyond.
It's like to just to accept that emotion, our emotions are energy, and this is moving through us. It's like to accept life.
Yes.
It's like basics. So when I accept my emotion and I regulate myself, this is my way of saying yes to life. Yeah. And not like make fear grow and grow and grow in a way that it's unbearable.
Absolutely. And yeah. I'm really inspired by you as a mother of like young children. And I know we tried to record this podcast a few times and we had your son mooning us in the background. We had all sorts of things. And I'm just, for any moms that are listening, like what do you feel? How are you able to do this even as you're mothering young children?
This is a big question. How am I able to do this? I think I made some choices in my life to be able to like have the time to do that. I think this is the most important thing to do when you have kids, because if I speak for myself, it's just if I had stayed in the same ways and same patterns as I've been raised up, I don't want my kids to take like 30 years to discover who they are and to share their magic with the world. I like, this is not the story I want to create for them. So for me, doing all this inner work is really on the top of my priority list, because I know this is going to change their lives. So if I'm like at the age of, I was like, what, 36 when I first start the journey with you. If at the age of 36, I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm living in such fear state, maybe if they start earlier, or if I don't, like, I don't know how to say this, if I regulate myself, and I by this mean show them how to regulate their nervous system, because they regulate on me, I know that this is going to be like a game changer in their story. So for me, doing this work, it's like, this is not a choice. It's like, I have to do this, and I will do whatever it takes. Really. Because, and I know it's like when you have a big job and you have like all those obligations, I know it's hard to make this like a real priority, but you are going to have to at some point in your life. So it doesn't have to be like a career change and everything changes. You can just like incorporate this work slowly at your own pace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like I can feel your like devotion as a mother to to really want to evolve. And I saw you evolve, like, in the course. There was one class I remember where you had like a breakthrough and you said that you're finally like able to be, and I hope, tell me if it's okay I share this, but it's like you were able to be with the how big your emotions were, and it's like in that you were now able to be with how big your children's emotions were. And there was something along the lines of like, before, it's like your children were having big emotions and it was so triggering because your own big emotions were triggering. And so,
yeah, it was all trapped inside of me. So I was like, don't open that. Don't open this. Yes. I'm going to like, I'm going to burst into, I don't know what. I'm going to disappear almost. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to die if you do that. So this has been a really like a long learning path to just accept myself, process my own emotion. And now I'm able to offer peace and calm and like, you have a big emotion, I'm there, just come and see mommy and like, this is gonna be fine. And my way of being a mom really changed. Like in the last 2 years, it really changed. I'm really more like present and allowing space for them that it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
It's okay to not understand. It's okay to, everything is okay and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. And that's only because you made this choice to know that you're okay with whatever you're feeling. Like, until we can really acknowledge that we're safe with whatever we're feeling, it's going to be really hard for us to know and to kind of like, you know, allow our children to feel safe with their feelings, which is what they're looking for, right? Like, they're looking for you to hold space. They need that. They actually need that because they're just children. So they're asking for that container.
Yeah.
To make a mess, to be chaotic.
Yeah, and it's our job to provide safety. It's like, it's not their job to reassure me or whatever. But it's really our job to create safety around all this. And yeah, this has been a really like interesting journey for me, just to feel when I have a big emotion, just to feel, how does my body react? What's going on inside of my head? What stories am I creating?
Yes.
Yeah. And it can be as simple as that, while regulating your nervous system and feeling everything and coming back to a safe place. And that's it. So it's in a really simple way.
Exactly.
This is the work we do.
I know. Exactly. Well, it is so true. Like, I was seeing one of my friends posting something, but it, you know, they do say that most emotions are like meant to last for 90 seconds. So it's like kind of this energy, but it usually lasts for like a day or days, or we go into a depression. And I feel that a lot of that is our mind making meaning of it. Like, you know, looking for what's wrong and all of this. And so with tapping, I always say it helps us like flip the switch to come back to that safe place in our nervous system rather than go deeper into the depths of fear, right? And yeah, it really is a great tool.
Yay. So thank you so much for sharing all this wisdom with me. I think we're getting to the end.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to know more about you, what's the easiest way to connect with you, to see what you share?
I think Instagram is a great place. My Instagram is sachabryce.eft, and my name is spelled S-A-C-H-A-B-R-Y-C-E. So I'm sure Lisan will have it in the description, but feel free to send me a message or reach out to me there.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really excited.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited too.
Yay.